はい、今日初めていらしてくださった、ね、英語で喋ってもいいですか？日本語の方がいいかな？
大丈夫です。
大丈夫。私の英語っていうのはプアイングリッシュだけど大丈夫ですか？はい、OK。で、I was just speaking English today, no Japanese. Maybe I might mix sometimes, but OK. One thing I liked about living in Canada was I did not have to suffer from 花粉症, the allergy called 花粉症. But now it changed, right? I went to Vancouver. Thank you for your prayer. I and team traveled to Vancouver to attend CJM AGM. That stands for Canadian Japanese Ministries Annual General Meeting. And when we arrived there, they have more maybe plants and flowers, and my nose just broke and started running and running non-stop like the blessing from God. It never stopped, endless. And I took medicine this morning, so it's getting a little bit better, but it's really, you know, running all the time, and I hope this ends by before camp, right? Camp, we're going camp 2 weeks, ne? From today, July 4th, and we are going to spend all day in outside. That's dangerous for me. So I hope this, 花粉, what's 花粉 in English? I don't know.
Pollen.
Are you, can I trust you? Okay, it's recorded. Anyway, so, well, thank you for your prayer. And as a report, I'd like to report about details maybe some other time, but thank you for your prayer for our travel to Vancouver. We had a great time. We had Japanese ramen. Yeah. That you are not able to have here. It was so good, right Tim? It was so good. That was so good. And we had chirashi sushi. I had a chirashi sushi. And Tim had some like uni and ikura too. Right? Was it good? Yeah, it looked good. Very good. But more than that, we were so encouraged by having a fellowship with other leaders and congregations from Japanese churches across Canada. And we don't have a chance to meet one another because the location of the church are such a, you know, there's a distance. Even closest to churches in Calgary, we have to drive 2 or 3 hours to go to see them. But once a year we get together and we pray together, we share things and we rejoice together, we sorrow together, and that really reminds me the Bible verse, we are one in Christ, we are one body in Christ. Though we live different places and, you know, we encourage each other. Each church has different problems, different joy, but we joy together and we pray together, and that was a very wonderful time. So please continue to pray for not only Japanese churches but all the churches on the earth. We are one in Christ. Okay, 一言お祈りをして Let us pray and then let us start today's scripture. 一言お祈りして今日の御言葉を読みましょう。愛する天のお父様、今日もあなたの恵みの中で礼拝のひとときを心より感謝をいたします。どうぞこの時をあなたの御霊によって満たし、豊かに祝福し、またあなたの御言葉によって私たち一人一人を養い、力づけ、また導いてくださいますように。また今日この場に来れなかった方々もおられますが、今一生懸命働いている方もおられます。体調を崩している方もおられますし、どうぞその一人一人を覚えてあなたがお支えくださいますようにお願いいたします。これからのひとときをすべてあなたの御手にお委ねして、愛するイエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。Amen. Amen. So, we would like to continue the Gospel by Mark, and we are at chapter 6 And we are going to start from verse 30 today. So verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. So before today's passage, I hope you remember, Jesus sent his disciples and gave them authority and power and teaching, and so they went out and they did that, and they came back and they reported. And there is no passage describing what they reported, but probably they were excited. Oh, I could do the same thing as Jesus did, and I could teach, I could heal, I could do the miracles and all the exciting stuff. And they were so excited, and they reported, and they're maybe a bit tired too because they traveled a lot. Anyway, but they did not have time to rest. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat. So they came back and they reported what they did, and probably they were tired, but they did not have time to rest, or even they did not have time to eat. They were so busy because many people just keep coming and going, asking for help, asking for healing, asking for miracles and stuff. So they were so busy. So Jesus told them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. You guys need a rest. I need a rest because we have been too busy. We need to have rest, and we need to eat something." So they went away by themselves in a boat. Maybe Jesus was teaching, and while Jesus was teaching, he told the disciples to, you know, go and have rest. So they went by themselves in a boat to a solitary place, so far from crowds, far from people. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. So this is the near the lake. So they got on the boat and they tried to go to the other side or somewhere far the shore. But when people saw that, people just walked or ran and they went ahead, and when they arrived, I don't know, some shore, but they couldn't have rest because people are already there waiting for them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. He began teaching them many things. And again, the Bible doesn't say how disciples felt this time, but probably they are a bit tired of crowd, I think. They were so tired and they were hungry. They wanted to have a rest. They wanted to eat something. And they had a permission from Jesus to go away and have some rest in a quiet place. But now crowds, many people followed them and didn't give them a time to rest. So I imagine the disciples a bit frustrated. We need a rest. We want to eat something. But why these people just following us all the way? And so I think the disciples were a bit angry, maybe a bit frustrated. But Jesus was opposite. He was opposite. I think he was tired too. But when he saw the crowds, he had compassion. He felt sorry for them and he wanted to help them. Even he was hungry, even he was tired, he wanted to help these people first. So he began teaching them again. And I think disciples felt like, oh, not again. We need a rest. We need to eat something, teacher Jesus. We need to eat something. We are so hungry. We just can't continue doing this. Why you started again? You were the one told us to go away and have some rest. But now you start teaching again. They must be frustrated. And by this time, it was late in the day. So his disciples came to him. Yeah, so disciples couldn't stand anymore. They couldn't wait anymore. So they came up to Jesus and they said to him, "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surround countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But, you know, it sounds like they're caring about these people, but I don't think it's not in their heart. They are the one wanting to eat something. They are the one who wanted to have a rest, but, you know, it's kind of shame to say, "I'm hungry, I need a rest, I want to eat, so Jesus, can you send these people away so that we can have rest?" It's kind of a little bit shame to say that. So they said, "Send these people away so that they can have food." And we do. But they were shocked. I think they were shocked by Jesus' answer. He answered to them, "You give them something to eat." What? We won't send these people away and we won't have something to eat. We won't have a rest. But Jesus said, no. You give them something to eat. And of course, the disciples, they said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages," which is some Bible, 200 denarii, about 200,000 ぐらい. I don't know, $20,000 maybe, around. "Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" They are asking these questions just to make sure. No, they are saying these questions because they want to say, it's impossible. This is what they want to say to Jesus. "Jesus, teacher, are you out of your mind? You're being crazy. Maybe you're too tired. This is impossible. How we can feed these people?" And at the end of today's passage, there were 5,000 men, so probably including women and children and elders, probably more than 10,000 people around that area. How can we feed these so many people? It's impossible. But Jesus ignored them and continued to ask them, "How many loaves do you have?" What? How many loaves do we have? "Go and see." Well, teacher said that. Our Lord said that. So they went to check and checked. And they found 5 and 2 fish. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Not 2 fishes, ne? Right? The English, so 2 fish means 2 fish. 2 fishes means 2 different kinds of fish. Am I right?
Yes.
I'm studying. I'm learning English. 英語 ね、 難しいですね。 Anyway, they have just 5 loaves. I don't know how big that loaf was, but maybe not that big. 5 loaves, just 2 fish. Maybe they are food for themselves, for 12 disciples and Jesus himself. So just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. So Jesus looked up heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the fish, two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. They filled up four. And the disciples picked up 12 basketful of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. So, we don't know what exactly happened here, but a miracle happened. As disciples broke the loaves and, bread and fish, and they distribute to the people, somehow they increased. And after they finished eating, there were 12 baskets full of bread and fish. So somehow the bread and fish increased. And this is a miracle. And I just want to share three things from today's passage today. And I just want to finish it. And first, first point we would like to learn from today's passage is that we often see what we have and we get upset and we get worried, and sometimes we are frustrated, sometimes we get angry, sometimes we get envy, right? By seeing what we have. We don't have enough. Or we might compare with some other people. That person has more than I do. I have less and might have less. And we always look at what we have and we get worried. Oh, can we go through this week with this money? Is it enough? Or maybe not? And we get worried. We get frustrated. But Jesus did not look what he has, but instead he looked up in heaven. He looked up to heaven and he gave thanks. He gave thanks about what he has, what they have. You see the difference? This is the difference. Where you look at. The disciples, we looked at what we have right now and get worried and frustrated and get angry and maybe get sad. But Jesus looked up and gave thanks to what he has right now. He looked up the provider, the creator, the God. So we want to do that too. When we see what we have, it's so easy to get worried. If you see your, bank account, or if you see whatever, your job or your position, whatever, and we get worried so easily. And we are so easy to forget, look up. We only look down and look into your own purse, or you look down your things, and we forget to look up. But we need to look up to heaven, God, who provides everything we need. And he did provide it. And we also want to give thanks to what we have right now. We often think, oh, we want more. We don't have enough. And we forget to give thanks to God. But we should give thanks to God about what we have right now. And that's a blessing. And second thing I'd like to share is that God uses the least amount and still he fed more than 10,000 people. Like only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Maybe that's a lot for one person, but for 10,000 people, it's nothing. Only 5 loaves and 2 fish, too small. It's nothing in front of 10,000 people. But God used small, tiny, tiny amount, and still He could fill up these 10,000 people. And this is very famous miracle, right? This is very famous story because all 4 Gospels have this story. There is a lot of miracles recorded in the Gospels, but some are in Matthew, Luke, and some are in Mark, some are in John. But this miracle is included in all 4 Gospels by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same as Jesus' resurrection, the cross and the resurrection. So I think we can say this miracle is not just about the miracle about increasing food, but this miracle reflects the salvation of Jesus Christ. Through only this one person, through only when this person broken on the cross. He was broken on the cross, and He was divided, and He shed His blood. But by this only man, those who believe in Him are all saved. I don't know how many. I don't know. I can maybe countless people were saved through Jesus Christ. And of course these 5 loaves and 2 fish reflect us too. We think we are small. And yes, we are small. We are helpless. We are useless. Especially if you try to reach out to Japanese people. I don't want to say this, but most people won't listen to you. Well, most people will treat you like, oh, okay, some religious person, okay, I will keep distance from you or something like that. And I, as a pastor, I felt a lot. I'm such a helpless. I'm such a useless. And I have no talent. I have no ability to reaching out and, you know, working as a pastor. And I was discouraged so many times. But I was encouraged by this today's story. Because God used the least. God used small, tiny, tiny, helpless, useless thing like just 5 loaves and 2 fish. But He fed 10,000. He gave life to 10,000, more than 10,000 people. So it is not what we have, but what we trust. God can use us. And He can give life to 10,000 or even more people through us. We think it's impossible. We think it's impossible because we don't look at Him. We look at myself, and we think it's impossible. But when we look up and we read today's passage, He can do it. God can do it. It's impossible for us, but it is possible for God. And one last thing I want to share today is to do it, to be used by God, we have to give up what we have into God's hand. I think they wanted to keep these 5 loaves and 2 fish. Because they were the one hungry, right? They were so hungry, and they wanted these people to go away so that they can have a meal. But Jesus said, give that last 5 loaves and 2 fish to the people. I think they thought, oh, teacher, no way. We want to keep this because we were hungry. This is the last food we have. And if we gave this, if we give this food, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do? oh, we don't want to give that, we want to keep it. I think if we were there, I think we feel same way. We don't want to give up. It's a small, tiny, tiny thing. What we have is really tiny thing, but we still want to stick with it. We still don't want to give that up. Right? We always think, this is my thing. This is my money. This is my project. This is my ministry. This is my whatever. This is my job. And we don't want to give that up to into the hand of God. This is mine. And I want to keep control of it. But if we keep that, God can work. He can't work through us if we don't give that up. God wants us to give our life up into His hand so that He can use us. If we see God's master plan, what we are doing right now is tiny thing, tiny thing. But we don't see God's master plan. We see only what we are doing right now, and we want to keep it. This is mine. But we have to give that up to hand of God. We just read the First Samuel, or before the worship service, and we learned about David, King David, and we learned why God loved him so much, why God chose him, and we learned that David, well, he made a mistake later on, but he gave his life into God's hand. When he first fought with the big guy, Goliath, I don't know how to... Goliath. He said, this is, you cannot win me. I will beat you because this is not my battle, but God's. That's what he said. He always said that when he go to the battlefield. This is not my battle, but God. How about us? When we do ministry, when we do something for God, we say, this is not what I did. This is what God did. And this is not why I'm doing, but this is what God is doing. This is not my ministry, but this is God's ministry. This is not my project. This is God's project. And I am here to just serve God. And God is looking for the people, the Christian, like that kind of attitude, I think. So let us give our life, or what we have right now, into God's hand. And let us trust in Him so that He can work through us. I think He can work without us, but He decides to work through us. That's His decision, and that's His plan. And this is amazing and exciting that we can join His big, this master plan. Let us pray. お祈りいたします。愛する天の父なる神様、木を見て森を見ず、私たちはついつい目の前のことだけに、小さなことだけに心をとらわれてしまいがちです。そして主よ、あなたが与えてくださる大きなこのご計画を忘れてしまい、その目の前の小さなものにさえもしがみついて話すことができません。主よ、どうぞ私たちの心があなたのこの大きな救いの計画に向けられるように助けてください。そして主よ、どうぞ私たちは小さきものです。私たち一人にできることは本当に小さなことです。しかし主よ、あなたはその小さなものを使って大きなことをなされました。私たちに命を与えてくださいました。主よ、どうぞ私たちがその働きの 一端を担うことができますように。それは本当に祝福であります。本当に感謝なことであります。本当に喜びであります。主よ、どうぞ私たちがそのことを心に留めて今週一週間も歩んでいくことができますように、私たち一人一人を豊かに祝福し、また使わせてください。すべてを感謝しみてにお委ねして、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。